Democrats hope to retake control of at least one chamber of Congress and say winning the House race in northeast Wisconsin would bring them a step closer to that goal. But business and environmental lobbyists say even if there are sizable Democratic gains, there probably won't be any sweeping new environmental legislation because of veto threats from the White House. However, the advocates say there could be subtle but important changes in the areas of oversight and spending. Gene Karpinski is president of the League of Conservation Voters. He says one issue of significance to the Midwest is mercury pollution.
You know, the mercury regulation that Bush administration has been trying to do for many, many years, you'll see more hearings and oversight about that. So I think there are ways to slow down a lot of the more negative impacts. I think we'll see more of that both through the oversight process and through the appropriations process.
Karpinski says if Democrats win the House, Wisconsin Representative David Obey would chair the Appropriations Committee. Business advocate William Kovacs of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says Democratic control could have a big impact on the next farm bill. He says, for example, if Iowa Democratic Senator Tom Harkin has more clout, there would be more subsidies for corn-based ethanol.
And our concern is that it's going to take the focus away from long-term from the research and development that we need on cellulosic ethanol, which there's much more of, and we can put more alternative fuels into the marketplace. But second, it also reduces greenhouse gases.
Cellulosic ethanol comes from agricultural plant waste and crops like switchgrass. Even if Democrats don't make big gains in Congress, business and environmental lobbyists agree a bipartisan effort to protect the Great Lakes will grow stronger. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.